As you mentioned, Lucy is the holder of one of those university research fellowships issued by the Royal Society, Britain's official Academy of Science and the world's oldest. It's an august body and important, but not exactly a bastion of gender equality. 95% of Royal Society fellows are men. Nevertheless, they are taking this issue very seriously. Neuroscientist Professor Uta Frith is the chair of their diversity committee, which is attempting to put into place changes that improve the ratios across the whole of science. I put it to Uta that the culture of science has become so incredibly competitive for grants, for results, for publications, and that might be a major part of this problem.
I think this has been very detrimental to all the sort of concerns about equality, because this over-competitiveness and this incredible rush to publish fast and publish in quantity rather than in quality has been extremely detrimental for science, and it has been disproportionately bad, I think, for sort of underrepresented groups who don't quite fit into this over-competitive climate. So I am proposing something I like to call slow science, which is analogous to slow food. You know, we don't want just always this, you know, fast food, this particular thing, but we want to enjoy quality. So I would love the idea that this could actually be a topic of discussion, that people could say, why is this necessary to do this extreme measurement-driven, quantitative kind of judgment of output rather than looking at the actual quality?
It's very interesting that you say that it's actually detrimental to science, and I think I fully agree with that, because, of course, research discovery doesn't follow these sort of distinct publication processes or grant applications. We totally rely on them. But that isn't what happens when you are pursuing an idea or pursuing an experiment. Again, though, it sounds to me like we need a revolutionary overhaul of how science works.
Well, we need to sort of stand above everything and not just sort of have one quick remedy for one fun little thing that turns up and say, OK, here's a sticking plaster, and here is another sticking plaster. But actually, if we look at the scheme of things, how science is done, how it is promoted, we can look at the whole thing and say, is it just because it exists that it should carry on? Of course not. It always needs reform. But, you know, there is reform and there is radical change, and sometimes, you know, gradual reform is the right thing. But I think what we need is a consensus. What we need is a more considered view of lots of different things that might then fall into place, and there might be changes at some level which have huge consequences, for example, for now very disadvantaged groups.
So perhaps if there were grants or if there were fellowships where the impetus wasn't to publish or wasn't to switch labs, and that would not only encourage better science, freedom to explore ideas, but also it would allow, as you say, underrepresented groups, but particularly women of a childbearing age, to go away with the support of whatever family structures they have and come back to a job and still pursue the same ideas.
That's absolutely right. I think we really have to question whether the system, as it's been working now for, let's say, the last 20 years, has actually produced the results we wanted. You know, it's always an empirical question. And I think we could question what it has brought. You know, there are lots of concerns with the speed of publishing, with the pressure that is put on people, with the pressure also, indeed, to move labs and to maybe postpone having a family, that kind of thing, which affects both men and women. And I think it is time to consider this whole process.
Professor Uta Frith, and that is all we have time for this week.